Pursual and withdrawal is a dance I'm intimately familiar with. I was brought up with it. It has marked all of my relationships, even my earliest crushes in primary school. Whenever I fancied a boy, he wouldn't respond. But as soon as I'd let go of my feelings, he'd fall in love with me. Little did I know then that this was to become a central theme in my life. I only realized this much later. At first glance, it appeared as though my relationships followed the same course as everybody else's. In hindsight, however, I've learned to recognize the many faces of my fear of abandonment and to understand how it's hidden deep beneath the surface of love. Like a hunter lying in wait to ambush love, just when this budding feeling takes a few tentative steps closer, like a vulnerable wide-eyed deer. Before my love had any real chance, it would often be rudely shattered. I've learned that love isn't simply there for the taking, but tied in with fear. This is something I grew up believing not because anyone taught me this, but because it worked out that way. I always fell for men who, for whatever reason, were unavailable. I was drawn to them like a magnet. The men I fell in love with were either already in a relationship, or they were too scared to start one. When men fell for me, I did everything I could to sabotage the love. And so the dance of pursuing and withdrawing became my life, and love was left without a chance. The more I began to see my own fear of abandonment and fear of commitment, the more I recognized the function of these interacting poles in other people's relationships. With this new but well-developed sense, I often know instantly when the twin fears of abandonment and commitment ruin relationships. I see it happening all around me. The interaction of these two poles, which I refer to as a dynamic, follows an unmistakable pattern. It's almost a law of nature. No matter how badly people want to change, this invisible hunter is always there, ready to kill love. Having gained a clear insight into this dynamic, I wrote an article in 2010 about abandonment and intimacy, which dealt with how these two fears interact. Judging by the numerous reactions I received, it struck a chord with many. And one of the most common questions I received was how to deal with this complex issue. In this book, I want to answer this and other queries and explain the many often invisible layers of the dynamic. This book looks at the ways in which we have unwittingly learned to keep love at bay for fear of losing it. We tell ourselves that as long as we don't connect, we won't be abandoned either. As a consequence, the old pattern is repeatedly reinforced, and we miss out on the love we so crave. I hope this book will help you recognize the pattern of pursual and withdrawal and show you how to break it. By sharing the insights I've acquired, I want to give you the tools and the support you need to set yourself free from this dynamic so that you can embark on relationships that are less likely to cause pain and have a stronger foundation of trust and self-love. Above all, I hope that this book will contribute to greater recognition, understanding, and acceptance of people who have difficulties truly connecting. It can be comforting to know that you're not the only one struggling with these issues. Many people are, to a greater or lesser degree, afraid of establishing a true intimate connection. And these are not just people who aren't in a relationship. Many people who do have a partner and perhaps have lived with them for many years may have developed strategies to make themselves and each other feel secure, however unsatisfying or even destructive those may be. Take a good look around and you'll see that you're not the only one. This book is built on many years of self-examination, on my work as a therapist, and on the stories and experiences of the many people who were willing to share them with me.